This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball fan with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet. Rocks!
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to do this.
Welcome. To the first annual Fat Boy birthday roast.
Yeah. This is going to become a tradition.
I think so. We'd like to thank Attorney Rob Inario for overseeing this. And that basically means if Fat Boy decides he wants to sue Paige Rye, Rob will be there to help him out. And vice versa. If we get mad at what Fat Boy says back, we will sue him.
Oh, did Rob help you? Like, did he submit any kind of jokes or kind of help you on yours?
No.
Okay.
No, I wanted them to be funny.
Yeah. I should have asked for help. Mine aren't funny.
Look, you got the first one out.
Hello.
The first one's not even mine.
Right. All right.
Oh,
Paige?
God, I don't want to go.
Birthday boy decided he'd like you to go first in the first annual Fat Boy birthday bash. Roast.
My throat's getting kind of choked up. I'm getting nervous.
Well, that was your theme over the weekend, I understand.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, we're all having fun here today.
So bad. And you can let me have it afterwards, okay?
All right.
Okay.
I got
some. This is bad, and I don't really mean what I'm saying at all. It's just
come on, woman. Like, you have to be a bitch right now for the rest of the hour.
This is totally mean, but I'm going to do this. Sorry.
Do it, Paige. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you.
Like, you got to be ruthless.
This is so terrible. All right, Fat Boy, it's your birthday. We love you so much. Matt Man decided that we need to roast you on your birthday. And you know, we love you. We even gave you a new nickname, F word for gay people. Seriously.
Jeez.
We love you, you little swing sniffer.
God.
You swing sniffer.
And speaking of sniffing, if I see you sniff hand sanitizer repeatedly, compulsively during the show, one more time I will scream. And I used to think.
I've already done it a lot today.
Anyways, Fat Boy bombed as a comedian. Oof. He truly wasn't funny. But when he was crying for help, it was really, really, really funny. Mm. Especially his food confession. Seriously, Fat Boy, we found out a couple weeks ago that you suffer from starch madness.
You're like Big Brown hitting the damn applause before the joke gets out.
She can't even get through him.
I'm sorry.
What was it? What do I suffer
what
from?
What does he suffer from?
Starch madness. And we need to help him. He is. Okay, so he's now morbidly obese.
Jesus. She can't even get through it.
How many Xanax do you take this morning?
But that's what we need to do. We need to help you because it got so bad. <That's>...
Sorry. God bless.
We're going to need 2 segments just to get through hers.
Okay. That's when he started delivering for DoorDash free snacks without a pee.
You're ridiculous. You're
so what? Ridiculous. Do that one again.
She's wanting to make sure at least the joke's going to last.
Okay. And that's where he started delivering for DoorDash.
She's killing herself.
I don't have to read it at this point. Like,
I'm sorry, free snacks without a paper trail. And many people in the upstate didn't receive their Chick-fil-A for a month when he was dashing. Even your favorite porn is weird and it involves food, breastfeeding videos. What's wrong with you?
That is top of the list.
All right, so.
They just show up in my feed.
I'm moving on. Okay, so I actually.
She's moving on.
I actually found out how serious your food problem was because I was waiting behind you at Hardee's and it was taking so long just for you to order cheeseburgers. And when I placed my order, I was told that they were all out of burgers. How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order 1 chicken sandwich because it's.
Dang it. this is what's funny.
This is why it's funny. Me. I know. It's so good. She's like crying right now with laughter. Like, it is like absurd how much water is coming out of her eyes.
I don't even know what she said.
I gotta cut this out.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what she said.
All right. So
it's good.
I'm kind of cutting stuff out about other things. So when we had our endorsement together. I was really proud of him until I found out that he'd get weighed and then he'd run and get fast food shortly after because he'd have a cheat day and get it all back. So that kind of was the beginning of the downfall of Fat Boy. But anyways, I digress. He is a family man, 20 years married to his beautiful wife who calls you her man-child because you were a child when you got married.
Oh my God. Jesus. She got through that one okay.
And that's why he has to announce every time when he leaves the room if he's going to do a number 2 or a number 1. And she still has to tell him to get off the couch and go clean his bedroom.
Oh, Jesus.
Go clean his
bedroom. I got
his bedroom.
What are you on?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Well, happy birthday, Fat Boy. I'm only kidding. Those are just...
I gotta go back. I gotta read the ones that because I don't know what she said. She couldn't get through it.
I don't know. I think that I don't know that I don't know. What she
I'm
made
so
it here.
Sorry.
My God, I've never been so frustrated and laughing at the same time.
She's legit crying.
She is so like. She is so crying right now. Never let her speak at my funeral.
Not jokes, at least. Two segments might have been a good
call
on this
one. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. No, that was
good. That was fun.
That was fun. You did great. Really, it being on a Monday, I'm surprised you remembered.
I'm surprised I even woke up. I'm tired.
All right.
No, that's...
This might be a 3-breaker now that I think about it.
I'm
sorry. Might go over the top of the hour.
I'm so sorry.
Because I don't want to cut down on Fat Boy getting to give it back to us.
I got to get you a little bit.
All right. When we return, I will roast you. And this isn't a competition, but I will do better than Paige.
Are you going to be able to get through them?
I think I might be. Although I did look to see what time I emailed my completion over, and it was 11:17. So I spent some time working on these last night. I didn't start until 10:30, though, so that's the point.
Hang on now. You haven't spent too much time.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we're back.
Okay.
You know, people on the text, you know, we didn't get any phone calls. We didn't answer any phone calls. Oh, they're on busy, to be honest with you.
After I went.
The text, sure. People enjoyed it, though.
Oh, okay.
They enjoyed hearing you.
Oh, sorry.
Even this clip right here, because I don't really know what she said.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
Just couldn't get through it.
Put that on one of them little commercials we play. No one will know what she's saying, but it sounds real funny.
She's laughing now thinking about it.
Okay. Now, look, let the time go with, I mean, don't let it go, but, like, if we need to bump stuff, like, let's get, I mean, you only have one birthday per year.
That's it. I mean, really.
So we kind of need to make it count. Fat Boy is, I'll go next, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen,
Fat Boy, the man of the day, your birthday. I'm ready to rip you a new one, sir.
Oh, no.
But let's not forget about Paige, our very own busty news reader who struggles with words longer than tacos. She's been in 3 movies that absolutely no one saw, which is fitting because she can't seem to see the words when she's reading the news. And Paige, we love you. We really do. But if they made a movie about your broadcasting skills, it would go straight to Pluto TV Plus.
Like all my movies.
But enough about you. Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg.
Oh, no.
Sounds like the name of an 1840s preacher who got ran out of town for inappropriate relations with the church organist. With a name like Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg, I just assume your ancestors owned land and people.
God.
Your forefathers may have been antebellum, but you're clearly pro-bellium. 42 years long, young. 42 long. Years young. Look at you, you stupid bitch. Just 23 more years. 65.
You stupid bitch.
Not because you'll be able to retire, but you'll finally, your age will match your pant size. So we all look forward to that.
Oh my God.
Seriously, where do you buy basketball shorts that run that big? Huge Lots? Did you go to Big Pun's yard sale? Was there a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus team of traveling elephants used to play basketball and you bought their old shorts?
Oh my God.
Seriously, I asked Fatboy's wife where she gets all his clothes. Apparently yard sales of Gabriel Iglesias. He sells his clothes when he loses some weight, throws out his old 5Xs.
And Mexican shorts.
You've been married for 25 years. Your wife still calls you Fat Boy because saying Jeremy Lawrence Ellenberg during sex would sound like she's reciting a legal document. Look at him, though. He's such a diehard Clemson fan. I'm surprised his big orange gut doesn't have a tiger paw tattooed on it already.
That'd be awesome.
How hard that belly is. Seriously, like, I'm not even sure that it's fat anymore. It might just be a whole-ass basketball that he swallowed during March Madness. And Fatboy says he's a homebody. But let's be real here. At his size, it's not by choice. The moment that he stands up, his body sends out an Amber Alert looking for the couch again.
Jesus.
And Paige has already touched on this a little bit. You may have not have heard it through all the laughing, but Fatboy loves sniffing markers and hand sanitizer. The man is out here getting high off kindergarten supplies like he's the Pablo Escobar of Home Office Depot.
God, it's true.
Almost said Home Office Depot. And he doesn't like any of my Instagram posts. And that really bugs me sometimes. But if a big-thighed Latina's breastfeeding, he's in the comments section like a Yelp reviewer saying, great form, excellent hatch, 5 stars. Over there with his white beard. Too fat to be Santa Claus, though. If he tried to slide down a chimney, they'd have to evacuate the whole block and declare it a national disaster. And the Carolinas have suffered enough, pal. He dresses like Adam Sandler. If Adam Sandler got stung by 30,000 bees, he's wearing the basketball shorts, the dad Nikes, like he's always on his way to the gym, but always takes a wrong turn and ends up at Krispy Kreme each and every time.
Oops.
And he won't let anybody be his friend or tell anybody where he lives. At this point, I'm convinced that he sleeps in his car surrounded by all the gifts that I've given him, like some kind of hoarder raccoon. In fact, we once got into an argument, and he might not want me to mention this, but we got into an argument, and Fatboy thought he was having a heart attack. And he went to the emergency room. Fatboy, you were not dying. You were just experiencing physical movement for the first time in 3 years at that moment. I'm seriously, every gift that I give him stays in his car or his office. Either his wife won't let him have anything nice, or he doesn't want his family to know that I'm not the raging a-hole that he tells them at dinner that I am each and every night.
Oh, God.
His belly, though, look at it bouncing while he laughs. It's not, it's so hard. I don't think it's fat anymore. I think it's calcified regret. It's like knocking on an old car hood. Solid as hell, that belly is. You could bounce a quarter off that sucker and make a slot machine jackpot out of it. You know, I shouldn't have used that one either.
Strike it from the list.
He dresses like he's about to go play some hoop. The only fast break that he takes is from the fridge to the recliner, and then the closest he's ever been to a full court press is pressing play on another episode of 90210 while wiping pizza sauce off his hairy chest.
Gross.
But in all seriousness, Fatboy, despite looking like a human beanbag chair, being completely undateable if your wife ever wises up, and having the fashion sense of a retired gym teacher, you're my friend. We've been through a lot, fights, laughs, near-death experiences. But I would not trade these words or these years or anything sitting across from you for anything. Well, maybe your actual weight in cash. But besides that, you're one of the funniest, weirdest, most loyal people I know. And even though you'll never take home a single gift I give you, you will show up every day remembering everything somehow, ready to sniff some markers and somehow make everybody laugh. Happy birthday, you giant, lumpy, marker-huffing son of a bitch.
Yeah! Man, that was good. Thank you. I like that one. I don't know where to start.
You know, one of these I should have left in, but I was like, you know what? It's got to be a special day. It's got to be a special day, and that would not be special to say that. So I will read those tomorrow.
You're going to save them?
The jokes that I didn't think were going to be good.
Oh, there could be something to that for sure.
But thank you, though. I like you a lot.
That was good. Let's start with you. Let's go with Matt, man.
Okay.
I got a lot of page.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know what? Matt, man, is the only farmer I know that milks his cows with his mouth. By the way, Matt, man, it's not a mole on your nipple. It's dip from that Christmas party years ago you passed out at. Actually, I said Matt's the only farmer that milks his cows with his mouth. It's not, well, that's not the only thing. He's the only farmer that's trained the goats to pee on his face.
Yeah. Hey, look. Look at the elasticity in my face now.
It's great.
It looks better.
I might tap into that.
When people say, they say, Matt, man, we love your beard. I'm like, what's he like? Because we've never met him.
That's cold.
You know, you'll never catch Matt Man at a freak off because the only baby oil he uses is hung like a baby oil. But enough of you.
Damn.
Let's go to the woman to your left.
Oh no,
Paige.
That's not.
Where is she?
It is ironic. Her name is Paige. When she struggles to read one, as you mentioned earlier. Right. Paige walks in here every day carrying bags like she's on vacation. There's usually 3 bags in her hands and 2 up under her eyes.
True.
Actually, John Force buys Paige's bras to put behind his drag car. If you know that or not. Paige has crotchless underwear. She's mentioned this before.
Yes, she has.
She has crotchless underwear because her dogs finally chewed through them while she was wearing them.
Oh, my God.
Which is... oddly enough, Paige is the only person that sleeps with her head and her big toes against the headboard. I don't know how you do that.
Neither. Double jointed.
You know, Paige is so horny, she bought an eggplant just to put in her nightstand. Not just the emoji. She wants the whole thing. Paige is also so dumb, she thought there was a Pokemon named Goober. And she said she was going to catch them all this past weekend. I was kidding. I asked Paige if she wanted a handful of goobers, and she quickly said yes, but then looked at me and said, why are you giving me candy? You know, I heard one time Joe Montana thought he was grabbing a football, but it ended up being Paige's nipple, and a whole ton of confusion from there. But enough about Paige. Oh, I think I've railed her enough.
Oh, my God.
Along with most of downtown.
When did I become a whore?
year 03.
It's a great question.
My God.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Thank you. Fat Boy just told me off there he doesn't like this is called a battle now because it's like a competition. And you know what? It's not a competition. We just call it the BDA.
It really is.
Co-present. And we all get off on it and laugh and not get off on it, but laugh and have a good time. All right. Paige, you know, I misspoke earlier. I meant for you to toss a coin. She actually tossed a salad in here.
She really did.
Fat Boy laughed the entire time.
Mm.
No, she made a salad.
She likes berries on hers, you know.
And I will go first.
Theories.
I won the toss, and I will go first.
Yeah, you did. You did win the toss.
Now Yay. It's to pick the order. I'm going to start with this one. Now I will start this by saying that this is probably a medical situation. Okay.
Oh no.
But she also could have been where that edible just kicked in.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, you ever been drinking or whatever? Like, man, I've drank 6 shots. I don't feel nothing yet.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, right when it kicks in. Or.
Until you stand up.
She could have had a stroke. This is a news reporter across the street from the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, KCBS in LA Channel 2. Listen to this.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go ahead, Terrace Chase, and look for the bit. They have the pit.
God
what?
Bless her. That sounds bad.
And I've Googled my little fingers off, and there's no tell of that lady having a stroke. So it could have just been one of those things where the wires get crossed.
What do you do if you're an anchor? Like you kind of play with it?
I would bust out laughing.
It's
like when I say something funny, y'all bust out laughing, you know, mispronounce a word or blah, blah, blah. But you do it one more time.
Yeah.
Like, she was so committed to it. She's like, I'm not going to stop and take 2 or blah. We're going to continue with this. Now, I hope nothing's wrong with it, but I Googled.
It sounded like a stroke.
It's what it sounded like. You're absolutely right. And I've asked Fat Boy now to do something that made it hard. Not like that.
Well, a very, very heavy vertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Chase and look for the bit. They have the pit.
She's like, I'm passing this baton off to the other reporter.
I know. God bless her. If the anchor the whole time was like,
that's all, folks.
I think the worst situation that I saw was where somebody was ill prepared because the woman that was the anchor, they went through like a bad breakup.
Oh.
And they were
with each other?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she set him up, and he looked like a big idiot, so there was a problem.
You don't eat crap, that saying, you know?
No. Uh-huh.
You don't do it.
Well, you grin when you do, though.
Which is, I would not.
What is that about? Let's get to that. So maybe Rob Young knows that. Why is it called a blank eating grin? Why are you grinning after eating poop?
All right. Yeah, why would you?
Made no sense.
Matt, man.
I'd do it, and I'd be frowning. I'd have a crap-eating frown.
Not eating or sniffing the stuff.
Right. You keep your swings your way.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like Paige knows what I'm about to play next.
Oh, did she feed right into that?
Well, yeah. She mentioned the phrase bad breakup.
Oh.
That's what happened to our boy Juice Cuz right here.
Juice Cuz? Is he related to Juice World?
I don't know. Mm. If he is, tough times in the family. Apologize.
Word. Bless.
Word.
But also shout out Young Scooter. Rip.
Oh, God. I know. That was too soon.
We still can't deal with it. So Juice Cuz wrote a song, a breakup song, I guess. Really viral. I thought it was pretty funny. You might enjoy it. Feel free to use it if you break up with somebody today or tomorrow.
I hope your breath stays with a dookie smell. I hope soon as you get them done, bitch, you break every f***ing nail. I hope you wake up and realize you gotta tell. I hope when Jesus comes, you the only person that he send to hell. I hope your kids go to school and just fail. I hope you open a mailbox every day and that bitch ain't got no mail. I hope the plug serve you off a broke scale. I hope your house burned down and you can't find no hotel. I hope roaches crawl on you when you sleep. I hope you never have sex, but it still burn when your ass pee. I hope they steal your car and they sell it cheap. I hope you get a permanent black stain on the bottom of your feet. I hope somebody pour bleach on all your clothes. I hope you get COVID and can't never smell through your nose. I hope your best friend group chat get exposed. I hope your baby daddy beat you for cheating. You ain't even got no hoes. I hope the worst. I hope you're allergic to your shirt. I hope it's an off day for everybody and you the only one at work. I hope they see boo-boo crumbs when you twerk. I hope they show your close friends to everybody at your mama church. I hope everybody...
Oh, dude.
That's called I Hope the Worst.
How did you know? What have you got if that's what you started with?
I love that.
God.
I
breath smell like dookie.
Boo-boo crumbs? What was that?
Boo-boo.
That's a good one. So I hope you open a mailbox and that bitch ain't got
no mail. God. Wow.
Juice cuz.
God.
Poo-poo crumbs.
Man, I want to use that as a rejoin this week.
Was it poo-poo or boo-boo? I miss it.
Either way, it applies. It's boo-boo crumbs.
Boo-boo crumbs.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Gosh.
I would just walk out. I think we got to win.
I'm fifth in the batting order after the Grand Slam was just hit.
Oh, my God.
We still got good ones.
Okay, let's go back to the news. This is from, again, I gaff a little bit.
I gaff a little.
The fires in California, you know, it all happened at once. People were trying to get out, out what was going on. Reporters were dispersed, and things like this happened on live television, KCAL in Burbank, California.
Are you? So the family with the poor little girl who was...
There's a fire happening right now.
Say that again?
Why is there a fire happening right now?
There are multiple fires that are taking place.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the news, though, you're supposed to know.
Well, I don't know how it started. We don't know how it started. There, you know, winds.
I think it's all the gay people in L.A.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
We got the
unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Okay.
All right.
Stop. He's like, okay, but she's like, you know, she's gay, right? Because she said it that way.
I don't know. She just said unacceptable. Unacceptable. And shooed him away.
Is that about all the gay people?
What's up, man? No, man. It's like, it's not Cheech Marin or anyone. It's like, what's up with you? She's like, we don't know. That's why we're here. Well, you're supposed to be the news. You tell me. Probably all the gay people in L.A., man.
You know what I loved? When you would do this on the radio back in the day, like, you know, the collective you'd prank a radio station. They'd always try to bully you by saying, well, you're going to jail for that.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get in trouble. Like, I ain't getting in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You are, you dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were the one that aired it, you goober. All right. Still, Fatboy, I mean, you've got the belt or the cup or trophy or whatever is here.
Let me do one more. It's not a song, but it's a compilation of old commercials from back in the day by one Mr. T. I believe Batman dressed as for Halloween one year as a young boy.
Back in a time when you could.
This kind of brings you back to just positive messages on TV.
Yeah.
But the method of delivery might be a little scary when it's coming from Mr. T.
Right, because he calls you a fool 1 minute, and the next minute he's telling you to shut up, and the next minute he's like, don't do drugs, fool.
These are still applicable, so.
A little abrasive.
If you got kids, you better listen up right now. Here's some life lessons from Mr. T.
But listen up now. This is serious. When you're tempted to do something wrong, even if the reasons are good, think twice.
You catching my drift?
Yeah.
Control your weight. Don't let it control you. Eat smart, eat good, and you'll be smart and look good. If a stranger offered you a toy, some candy, or a puppy, take off.
The bottom line is, we all have things that is very important to us that we don't want other people to touch. How would you feel if someone went through your stuff?
Woody was lucky this time, but don't you press your luck. If things start looking fuzzy and blurred, you get your eyes checked right away. Okay?
Okay.
Like,
tell a bunch of kids God. To get their eyes checked.
Don't take free candy or a puppy from a stranger. A puppy? I never knew those were used to abduct children.
If he offers you candy, take off.
Take
if
the puppy and run.
If your
I would.
Vision gets blurry, see a doctor. Like, I couldn't tell if they got roofied or if their vision was going.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I have all these wild, y'all both know, stuff y'all don't even hear listening on the radio, but Fat William Page hear all these, like, some would call them insane, some would call them brilliant. It's probably an equal mixture of both, of insane ideas about things, and it just sounds ridiculous.
I wouldn't even say insane. You got a lot of ideas.
Like pregnancy test toilet paper. Mr. Wonderful from Long Sharks from Shark Tank, same thing.
They pretty much.
He was on the show a couple times, and I kept pitching that in a joking way, like pitching that idea to him, and he kind of laughed it off as a joke. But then the second time, he's like, you know what? We need to look into that. Obviously, I don't guess anyone has, and I don't necessarily care. But this is. You ever been mad about something, but you can't be mad at the person that maybe did it?
Yeah, especially like, let's if they're say like it's mental.
Your dog came in and took a dump on your favorite pillow. Yep. And you're like, God, that's my favorite pillow. But I can't be mad. That's my dog.
Yep.
You know, I made, and I don't really care. I'm kind of gaff today. Probably mid gaff today.
Probably gaff.
I know that this happened. We were talking about, as we do many times, this woman that I think she's more than just a woman. She's like some kind of deity that the Lord has loaned us for a little while. And her name's Dolly Parton. And I love her. I do.
I do too.
And we talk about her from time to time. Obviously, with Paige being here with her heavy chest, it comes up a lot, that reference and things such as that.
I can't believe Carl left us.
Oh, Carl's gone. Rest in peace, Carl. I hope you don't get her soon, but I mean, eventually she'll get up there. And I remember making this thing, this idea. Like, I remember as a kid watching Entertainment Tonight when they were interviewing Dolly Parton, and she said, I'm going to get my own theme park, and I'm going to call it Dollywood, like Hollywood.
She put up $20 million.
I remember the light bulb in my head going off saying, God bless. And I was very little. I was like, or smaller, younger. Listen, I was never smaller.
Younger.
I was like, God, that is brilliant. So one day on this show, and it was while we were in this studio, so it was within the last 3 years, is it now?
Yeah, maybe? I would say that. That's a good range.
We were talking about Dolly one day, and, you know, the favorite song that we always go back to is Jolene.
Yep.
And I was talking about that very story where she said, like Hollywood, it's Dollywood. And I remember the wheels was turning in my head. And I was like, she should come out with Jolene, blue jeans, Jolene, blue jeans. And then I even shortened to say, just say, hey, man, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? No, these are my Jolenes.
My Jolene.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Paige is like, she's just posturing toward me. Like, Fatboy, you do remember it?
I remember.
Paige?
Yep. Vaguely.
Vague, okay. I accept that.
But, you know, I saw the light bulb go off. I was like, wow, that's a great idea for real.
Like, I'm shaking right now. Like, I feel like I there was the two strikes of lightning, and I caught one of them.
It's like the man in Seneca. You're struck by lightning all the time.
This is, like, turned into, like, me versus Dolly versus myself.
Uh-oh.
It was announced on April Fool's Day, but this is not a prank. Dolly Parton's hawking her own jeans now. Any guesses on the names, guys?
Is it the obvious?
They are Jolene's.
Jolene jeans?
Absolutely right. Available for a limited time through Good American. I don't know. I think that's one of the Kardashians. I don't know which one. It's not Kim, the other one. Anyway, you can get them online and between $64 and $229. But here's the thing.
God.
The size is available from XS to 5X. Like, she's like,
that is genius.
I got all of you.
Oh, they're cute.
She's already looking at them. Plus, she'll have celebrity friends endorse them and model them for her.
Dolly says they make, quote, they make any butt look good, especially if you've got a good butt. They look great. If you've got just an okay butt, they still look great on you. Get your Jolene's today. So I'm really not saying that Dolly Parton heard me say that. I'm not even saying that necessarily. This is where it kind of turns into Mattman versus Dolly versus himself. Is I'm not saying that anybody from her camp heard our show or heard the podcast or blah, blah, blah.
You can't hear this show in Sevierville.
You can. It's very strange that you can drive all the way the main drag right there in Sevierville and Gatlinburg and still hear 93.3 The Planet crystal clear.
It's shout insane. Out Wolf Trucker. Lives in
what's
Sevierville.
Up, Wolf Trucker? Yeah, it's been a long time. So I think more or less what it is when ideas pop off, the light bulb, the electricity, the bolt of energy, I think it goes out to many different people. But it's who takes the idea first and runs with it.
Yeah,
and I did it.
I love the way it's
you did
spelled,
do it
too.
I did. I
and you got a case if we want to match it up.
Yeah, timeline. I sound like a dick if I did that.
But you'd be missing out on a mint.
Yeah, but you just did it as a bit. And well, yeah, it's like the guy.
The name.
I won't say his name because he'd love it if I did. local business mogul.
There's not many of them.
No. The North's buying them up like crazy. We were at a party one time, and I said, man, you know what you ought to do? Because he was an entrepreneur guy, and he was in restaurants and stuff. And Paige, you were not there, but Fatboy was, and I'm glad there was a witness. I was like, man, you know what you ought to do is this here. You should do this, because he was looking at food trucks. I was like, you should do this. I said, because it's catchy, it's spicy, it makes people think you mean one thing when it doesn't. And, cool. Was it 6 months later, a mutual friend said, dude, they actually have pink taco trucks now.
Here's my question as far as that goes. So is it somebody being malicious and taking an idea? Or, you know, did you put that seed in their head and they could never figure out where it came from, but they could just think of the idea? Or so they think it was theirs.
It's like, you know how we've talked before, Fatboy, about how you'll tweet something. Like, it's an original thought. Might not even be a joke. Maybe just an observation. And people say, dude, Kevin Hart said that in 98.
Yeah.
Or Louis C.K. talked about that on his podcast in 04.
That's what comedians do to each other now.
And it's like, well,
there's so many.
You didn't hear it or copy it. Or like you said, maybe you heard it years ago, subconsciously, blah, blah, blah. And then it resonated later. I don't know. It's like a bell.
I challenge myself to think of a funny quip. And if I go through a Facebook story and comments, somebody's already made it two or three times.
Yeah, and if you don't look first, you'll after you post it, you'll scroll down, you'll see like some one comment's got like 1,000 likes, and it's what you just said. And you're like,
damn,
I'm going to delete my comment now.
I was like, why can't I do it first?
I know. So if it does get back to Dolly, I ain't got heat with you.
Not.
But, you know,
I would like you to start carrying my grooming brand, though.
You might be entitled to a little cut.
I mean, it's just, I think the better example of it is, like I was trying to sound not as dickheady or whatever, is that it's me versus Dolly versus myself. So when you get the idea, don't just throw it out there. Freaking run with it. Do it. If you think it's got legs.
Or write it down first. Try to get a patent for it, a copyright,
that's a
whatever.
Smart way.
I know.
Don't let someone steal it from
you.
Well,
that's true. That's why they say don't talk too much.
Yeah.
You know,
like, don't give it away when you can sell it.
They're talking about hookers then, Paige.
Mm-hmm. How many actual ideas come from patent trolls that just sit there and pawn it off as their
Especially
own?
Especially back in the day when, like, people were illiterate and says, you know, some farmer or whatever made some kind of, like, probably John Deere was probably actually, like, illiterate maybe. I don't know.
Jackson was.
But
that's why he couldn't gamble. He
goes
read.
To the office and says, hey, I got this idea here. Like, how many of those got ripped off before they actually got the patents off? It's crazy.
Yep.
That's why it stays. Didn't Mr. T say stay in school and don't take free puppies?
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.